Jane Asher. Now, Jane Asher was already a very famous actress, and she'd been on TV and film in a lot. In fact, she'd been acting since she was 5 years old. And she was also a regular on the TV show Jukebox Jury, where basically celebrities reviewed the records of the day, either a hit or a miss. She's very much a regular. And Mike McCartney, Paul's brother, said that he and Paul always used to watch it when we were younger. But it looks like they fancied Jane Asher, basically. Well, basically what was happening here, Jane was asked to do a photo session for the Radio Times, which is the BBC's listings magazine. It's still going to this day. And as I said, there was lots of acts on the bill. She was asked to react to people on stage, either, you know, looking bored, she didn't like them, looking uninterested if she did. And, of course, this is for the Beatles. You've seen Screaming at the Beatles. So, obviously, she liked them. Well, she met all the Beatles backstage, and it seems that both Paul and George liked her. Well, she liked Paul the best, and they started dating soon afterwards. So that's where Paul McCartney met Jane Asher. They remained an item for something like 5 years after that first meeting. Incidentally, I said another encounter took place that day. The Rolling Stones were there. Now, the Beatles had met the Rolling Stones only a few days earlier at the Crawdaddy Club in Richmond, where the Stones had a residency, kind of like their cavern club, I suppose you'd say. And the Beatles were taken along to see the Rolling Stones by the Stones manager, George Jamelski. And afterwards, the Beatles asked the Rolling Stones along to the Albert Hall as their guests. And to get in, they had to take in the Beatles' guitars and stuff, act as their roadies. The Rolling Stones acting as the Beatles' roadies. Seems that Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones had a Beatle haircut. And there he was carrying, maybe he was carrying Paul McCartney's bass, I don't know, but he was mistaken for a Beatle and virtually ripped apart by the Beatles fans. But apparently when he had to be dragged away by the roadies, and they heard to mutter, "I want more of this, I want more of this." And he did. The next time the Beatles played at the Royal Albert Hall, the Rolling Stones were on the same bill. So they did play occasionally together, but not that much. No, it's just the day that Paul McCartney met Jane Asher at the Royal Albert Hall. At the time, the Beatles were living in this place in Green Street in Mayfair. Because basically, Beatles had to move to London because Liverpool being, 200 miles away, there's no way they could commute. So they decided to move to London. And Brian Epstein, the manager, rented them an apartment right at the top of this building, number 57 Green Street, which is just off, actually. It's just off Hyde Park in Mayfair. So very nice. They didn't stay here too long. The four of them, because John Lennon and his wife Cynthia and their young son Julian moved into Emperor's Gate in Kensington, and Paul McCartney moved in with the Asher family, Jane Asher's family. And this is the house they moved into, number 57 Wimpole Street in the Marylebone area, a very nice area. And this is me actually with my tour group. This is actually on Google Street View for a while. The Google van must have gone past when I was doing my talk outside the house. This is a very nice area. This area, Marylebone, is where a lot of doctors are. And Jane Asher's father, Richard Asher, was actually a well-known doctor. And he specialised in mental health, but also how blood, you know, the different sorts of blood impact on mental health. And he discovered the condition Munchausen syndrome. So he's very eminent guy. And Mrs. Margaret Asher was actually a music teacher. She was music professor at the Guildhall School of Music. And before any Beatle association, she actually taught George Martin how to play the oboe. Long before either her or George Martin knew of the Beatles. So lots of funny connections there. So anyway, the Asher family were very well to do. And of course, Jane's brother was Peter Asher, of course, part of Peter and Gordon. And he was still living in the house at the time when Paul McCartney moved in. Around about the autumn of 1963, Paul moved in with the Ashers. And he moved in at the top of the house at the back. He had a very small bedroom, actually, which just had his bed. He actually had a piano by the bed. And when the Beatles got their MBE medals from the Queen, he used to keep his MBE under the bed with his bass guitar. So it was quite a small room, but quite a liberal family, the Ashers, letting their daughter's boyfriend live in the same house. But that's where Paul McCartney lived. And actually, Paul stayed with the Asher family for 3 years. Of course, he was often away on tour, but he lived with the Ashers for that time. And in the basement, Mrs. Asher had her music room. She often used to teach students in the music room. And she tried to teach Paul. Actually, she taught Paul how to play the recorder, which Paul plays on Fall on the Hill. And also tried to teach him how to read and write music notation. That's one thing he never learnt. He never learnt to read or write music. So there you go. Anyway, this is the piano in the music room in the basement. This is Paul at the piano. And must have been not long after Paul moved in, actually, that John Lennon came here to write songs with Paul in the music room. And they wrote a song, Nose to Nose, at two. There must have been two pianos in there, because John always said they wrote this song, Nose to Nose, at two pianos. And when they finished the song, Paul McCartney asked Peter Asher to come into the music room to play him the song. And then they asked him, was it any good? And he said, yes, that's a pretty good song, really. Yes, I Want to Hold Your Hand, written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney in the basement number 57 Wimpole Street. So that went on to become, of course, the Beatles' first number one in America, started the British invasion and all that. And yes, what a song to write in the basements. It's written by John and Paul. That was actually written very much together. A lot of the songs that even credited to Lennon and McCartney were written by either one or the other. Normally the person who sings the song is the one who wrote it, but that one was written very much jointly. They started